Hey, everybody. Welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode are all these people. We have Jenny. Hi, Jenny.
Hey, Becky.
And Amanda. Hey, Amanda.
Hi.
And Leah's here. Hello, Leah.
Hi, everybody.
And coming off of her bowling championship season is Lindsay for the next couple weeks. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
So how's everyone? Good? Good week? I don't know.
It's been a long fucking week and it's only Wednesday.
If you're watching on YouTube, is your chat showing up?
I'm not watching on YouTube.
Okay.
Because I'm a loser like that.
I see my chat.
Okay, good. Mine's not showing up. It's fine.
I'll wave.
Okay. Hi, everybody. So tonight, Sunday. It's Wednesday.
It's been a really long week and until Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
So
for tonight's Sip and Discuss episode, we are talking about The Sweet Spot by Bella Matthews. I legit was reading this up and until an hour ago.
I do that regularly with these books, just saying.
Well, I will say
up and until an hour ago.
This book reads really fast, in case anyone is wondering.
I would have been finished it today if I hadn't read this like 3 weeks ago.
There we go. Okay, who has their doc open and wants to read?
I do.
Leah, tell us all the things we need to know.
Okay, so the release date on this is June 20th, 2024. The tropes are instant connection, after sports, close proximity, family saga, next gen, marriage of convenience, and kind of secret relationship. It is part of the Play to Win series, and it is a series of standalones. It is dual first person point of view, and the put out percentage is 27%. As of right now, there is not an audiobook, but there will be eventually, because Bella Matthews puts everything into audio fairly quickly after release. And it is found in Kindle Unlimited. There are some content trigger warnings to deal with. So there is medical discussion of fatal genetic disorder and the death of parents. So if those are something that you need.
Yeah, I actually asked Mike, I was like, do we need a content warning discussion of genetic disorders?
I think possibly if you have genetic disorders.
Yeah, I think it depends on your, like, for my personal like standpoint, since I have a kid with a genetic disorder, I'm like, well, yeah, we all got some messed up genes, but.
And it's kind of like chronic illness. Oh, what's new this week?
I mean, right.
I said to somebody today, I said, I think my book chat is slowly turning into medical chat.
It was a little medical chat today.
Because we all got something going on, right?
Right.
We do.
But. I think it was Leah said, this is our safe space and this is where we need to be able to tell you that, you know, we got stuff going on.
Well, I mean, who else are we going to tell?
Right. Nobody else wants to tell us.
Because our best, like, this is the bestie, like, bundle of chaos.
It is the bestie bundle of chaos. So, yeah, I put a content warning for the genetic disorder. And we'll get to that because, again, remember, guys, these episodes are spoilerish. We are going to talk about all the things in this book. So if you don't want to be spoiled, you might want to pause it and then come back once you've read it. Okay, so, well, since we started with it, let's talk about the genetic disorder and how it is the potential of Huntington's disease. Yes. Which it was really funny because Leah and I were talking this morning and I said, I'm not sure, because I was still in the beginning. I'm like, I'm not sure what disease she has. And she's like, oh, it's Huntington's. And I'm like, okay, which one of her parents has it? Because it's 50-50.
Right.
Like, it's a 50-50 chance. If one of your parents has it, you're going to get it.
Yeah, you just need the one gene.
Yeah.
So that brought up that in this situation, that she is actually adopted by her mother.
Yeah.
And the mom and dad's book, they have a book, right? Because this is a next
gen. They have a book, yes. So their book is,
it's like Caged or something like that.
I don't think, maybe it might be Caged.
Okay.
Amanda, have you read her before, or are we all like
No,
Or
I
no,
this was
Reggie.
my first Bill Matthews
I was
book. It
just
is
gonna
not
ask that.
Cage.
It is
You would
Caged.
think it was. No, it's not. You would think it is because he's an MMA fighter, but it's
His
not.
name's Cage, isn't it?
His
Cade.
Cade. He is
Cade. Cade.
Cade.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
There's a lot of
so
people
was this your
in these
first
books.
Bella Matthews other than me and Leah? Because I did a quick shot with somebody on it.
Broken King was Scarlet and Cade's book.
Okay.
I think I've read one of her books before, maybe multiple, because the writing style seems similar. And it seemed like it's very much a Natasha Madison style form of writing with big giant families. Everyone's interconnected. Possibly read it at the same time I was reading like Kelly Jameson, which is also a similar, like the Wynn family is kind of similar in structure. But I don't remember it. I mean, it was familiar, but it wasn't like fresh. So it's been a, if I have read her, it's been a couple of years.
Yeah, I think I get kind of bogged down with her a little bit, because I feel like she is trying to make small town pro sports.
Okay, but so like by having this huge family, she's created a
Well,
town-esque feel.
but Becky also like the way that like they live in the like Croydon Hills, and it's like this suburban like rich
A
area.
fancy suburb.
It's the fancy suburb, but so she gives it this small town like kitsch to it almost, but it's not small town at all because it's a burb in Philly.
Right.
It's just it's odd, you know, everything seems to be 20 minutes away. And I don't know, I just get a little caught up in that.
Well, it's not that everything was even 20 minutes away. It's that like she skips so fast from place to place. Like all of a sudden, like there's a break in the scene and she's somewhere else, they're somewhere else. Like she'll be in her apartment and then next thing you know, like she'll be waking up at the lake. I mean, not exactly, but like there's cut, big cuts in the scene. Like the chapters, like you're,
Sometimes her transitions are really jarring.
they are jarring, but it's also the stories are very fast paced. Like this is a very fast paced story. There was a lot that happened. It moved quick, but you don't really like, even though there are sensitive topics in it, like her Huntington's disease, and like it's alluded to, it's kind of, I mean, ultimately kind of glossed over.
Okay, so
Like it nothing's getting,
I have to ask Amanda this because I was curious how you felt about this, because this is kind of instant connection-ish.
Yeah, I like instant connection.
Okay,
Like
but
I
these
have no
people were
problem with it.
horny.
Yeah,
Oh, you were.
There was so much horniness in this book, you
Yeah, but they knew each other when they were younger.
Yeah,
So
I
like
mean, there was
they
already.
were horny for each other when they were younger, but there was an
But they
age
just
gap.
keep going. And
They do once they have like once they pop the seal, like they
I
just don't
So,
stop. I
Amanda,
wrote
did the amount of
it so down.
horniness, Amanda, did that bug you a little bit? The amount of horniness.
I don't know that it really bugged me. I think because it was a fast read. So I was just flipping through it to get to like, the next part. And like I read it Monday. I read it in one sitting. So I think if this book had been longer or if there had been more going on top of all the horniness, I probably would have been like, okay, I'm over this. But
Well, it was
it
less
was
than
fine.
300 pages, so I mean that's something to think about. Like it is a shorter
Man,
book.
that's like,
Okay,
but a good
also,
portion of
how
it
there's a
is
lot of
a
horniness.
horniness.
Lindsay, how did you
I
feel that
will.
there are no chapter numbers? That it's just their names and there's not really chapters?
I don't know, but I did like Bronwyne's little breaks. I mean, I didn't really pay attention to that. I thought with the writing style, I think that made more sense than having chapter numbers.
If you
And it
look in the
also
table of
created,
contents, they are numbered. She just
well,
doesn't use it as a heading in her formatting.
and if you were reading the
Just saying.
paperback, you'd be confused about where those numbers are supposed to align with pages, probably. But I loved Brinley's chapter headings, and I did write one because she has like internal thoughts at the each one.
But
And
they're
I
not
loved
on
it.
every chapter that is her.
No,
No, but they are cute. Like one of
They
them and
are. They're
Cassie
really good.
Women don't have one
Some
night.
of them.
That was an audition. You either made the cut or didn't.
I don't like the inconsistency of that part of it. Like I, if you're gonna have it, you have to do it at every chapter.
What
If you're
bugged
not
you
going
about
to,
the
then
internal
don't.
thoughts, Amanda? Because they bugged the fuck out of
You know
me.
what? There were a couple of them that were like kind of cute, but other than that, I was like, this is stupid. I don't
They didn't necessarily
like
have anything
it
to
didn't
do.
connect to anything necessarily inside the chapter. Like it was just a random thought. I mean, and like I said, sometimes they were cute, but for the most part, I was like, I don't need this.
But
Was
again,
it
I
the
think if
lemonade one?
I love
yes.
the lemonade one.
But again, I
And my
think if it
theory
had
is
been
that
at every
lemonade
single,
can't trade them for coffee beans.
I think if it was on every single one, it wouldn't have been as like frustrating because it would have been like a consistent thing throughout the book. Because Lonnie Linvale like does that in every single one of her books. She has like random things that are chapter headings. Like it's either a, like thoughts of myself, a text from one person to the other person, like a coffee mug saying, a t-shirt saying, like, and it doesn't delve with anything in that chapter, but it's so consistent that it's like you almost look forward to what kind of chaos is this chapter going to start with in the heading.
Hot take, I loved the chaos. I don't know that Bella Matthews is going to be like a, she's not going to be a favorite author for me, but I did enjoy reading this book.
Yeah.
Just because, like, she
I think she also forgot about the dog for
has
a
a
while.
writing style.
Everybody forgets about the
The dog is
dogs.
just,
I'm like, 'cause she's
she's
spending the
the
night
best behaved puppy ever.
and like the dog's not coming the night, like that
So
first night
there is
he's
one
back.
reviewer that I follow, one bookstagrammer I follow. Every single time there's the dog, she's like, "What about the dog, people? The dog needs to eat. The dog needs to go out. What happened to the dog?" She's like, "Stop writing pets in books if you're not going to remember them."
It was,
Okay,
yeah.
it's a Tamagotchi. Like,
Oh, I
I
never had one of
always forget
those.
about it. It's really cute to add in, theoretically. Like, everybody wanted one, and then you forgot to feed it, and it
I
died.
always wanted
Start
one of them
over.
and I never got one.
Yeah.
So
Oh my
my
God.
little teen heart was a little bit broken there.
I
Yeah,
always change
see,
the
romance,
time. You don't have to feed your
so you didn't
Tamagotchi.
have to feed the Tamagotchi.
Yeah, like, you make it so it's like,
Nice.
you
Oh my
change
God.
AM and PM, so while you're at school, it's sleeping.
Oh my God, you guys are insane.
Okay.
Okay, let's go back and talk about the characters. Let's talk about our hero, Deacon Kane. Amanda, what are your thoughts on Deacon?
Actually really liked him. And I wasn't quite sure because like I get annoyed when I get dropped in the middle of a series, and I feel like this was a huge like family for me to get dropped in the middle of, you know, which is fine.
You're
But
welcome.
you know, I was just like, okay. I was like, you know, like I felt like I needed more background or whatever. But I don't know that he would have had any. But I thought he kind of like seamlessly fit in. I don't know. I liked him. I thought he was pretty big swoony. Like he got mad at her, but then he like gave her forehead kisses like immediately after. And I was like, okay. I was like, I'm glad he got mad, but then I'm glad he got over it. So, and I liked how he was with his daughter.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't have any problem with it. Like I said, this is just like an easy.
I
You want to
kind
say
of wanted
something?
more, just a second. I kind of wanted more about the daughter. Like, it's alluded to, and I think that this
Yeah.
is the danger. I don't want 400 page books, but if you're going to cram a lot into under 300 pages, then you got to make it a little easier to n navigate. And I think that you can have a dog, you can have a genetic disorder and a child, but you can't have that all in under 300 pages. You gotta give us plus this epic family saga that you're throwing 75 people at us. Take them away on vacation or something so
Yeah,
that
and
the
then his
family's
daughter
happy.
had anxiety on top of it. So it
Right?
was like there was
Yeah.
a whole, you know, there was a lot going on.
But I will say, this was a single parent book where it was not a nanny, and the ex-wife was not trash. They had a
Yeah.
really good co-parent relationship. Like there were a couple moments, but like what co-parent? Co-parents perfectly all the time. Like, I really enjoyed the fact that she went that direction. Like, they had a good relationship. Like, they like dealt with everything very like adult-like. Like, yes, they got mad at each other. Yes, they had some hang-ups, but like, it wasn't a nanny, which I really enjoyed.
But at the same time, like, there wasn't really substantial conflict. Like, it was very much an insta love and insta married. Like, nothing solidified their HEA for me. Like nothing made me feel like really secure. Like they just decided to be together. They have navigated some challenges, but because it was like, because
too easy.
How they glossed over everything, the read felt easy. It was really quick paced and I was not satisfied. I wanted to throw the book at the wall.
Lindsay, is this going on our list for our episode of couples who we don't think stay together after the last page?
Heck yeah.
Amanda's like,
No, it's not true because I do think they stay together. I just don't feel like they're happily, like,
you just needed more.
Be a romance book. This could have been, they could have been background characters, and like I'm more interested in what was going on with Grace and Aries.
I need Rip.
That's intriguing.
I want Rip. I want a book for Rip. The best friend.
Yeah, I love him. But that's the thing. Like these other characters, like
Grace and Aries do have a book. They're the previous book.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I'm gonna read it. I'm gonna move.
Does Maddox have one or not yet?
Not yet. He's gonna be in the next series.
I've read his mom and dad's book. We did a quick shot. Heather and I did a quick shot of the mom and dad's book.
For Maddox.
And it's not, so I think it's actually is your kind of mafia, Amanda.
Oh, yeah, I would totally go back and read other books in the series because these are like those Aurora Rose Reynolds ones where I can read them like back to back to back to back.
Mm-hmm. Right. Really fast. Like, they're really fun reads. Like I didn't dislike the book. I just like my happily ever after
to not be so horny.
It's more of like watching a TV show and they're like each book is an episode.
Yes.
Where focus is on one, like, couple, family, whatever. And then, yeah. So to get the whole picture, you gotta.
Yeah, and it is more, like, saga-ish, like, in, like, the trope list. Like, it definitely is. Because I've read all of the books in this series so far. I mean, there's only these four, but, like, I read all of them. And, like, one of them, I, no joke, skipped, like, a chunk of it because I just was not like feeling the book, but I really need to get to the end. But it is one of those things, like this could be like a really good serial, like TV show where it's like you get 45 minutes of this couple and there's so much like interaction with the family and all that stuff that like you want to read more to see like where these other people are going.
I also think that this is one of those where, so if we look as Bella Matthews came onto the scene, it was at the same time kind of Elsie Silver's coming on the scene, right? Mm-hmm. And I will say, I think we had a better story as far as characters and plot points and beats of the story from Bella Matthews than we have from Elsie Silver.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's one thing. Like, Bella Matthews doesn't leave, like, this book didn't leave anything unsatisfied. Like, one of my biggest complaints with Elsie Silver is that, like, her plot line's like this, and then she'll spur out as the book goes, and she'll leave the spurs unresolved, or she'll add a spur that's so completely at odds with the characters. I don't feel like we got any of that with Bella Matthews. I definitely agree that the story is solid. I just felt like, it's, we've talked about it a lot. Like, there's no third act breakup. There's no, like, they do have these things they're up against, these challenges they're up against, and they do communicate together, but there's no, like,
culmination of, like, chaos.
There's literally no rocky waters for them to navigate. Like, they are just so committed. Like, they go from attraction to messing around to like fully committed to each other and married so quickly that like that's not how relationships work. Like, you don't just have like,
well, and this is marriage at convenience. Amanda, do you feel that the marriage kind of came out of left field? Because I know you like a marriage at convenience or a fake relationship.
Yeah, this one was, it was kind of like, I didn't really like the reason they got married didn't seem like a valid reason for them to just up and get married. It made a little more sense to me, like the kind of probably the chaos going on in her brain because she's waiting to find out, you know, if she has this disease or whatever. So I don't know if this was like, you know, it almost felt like a unconscious, like last ditch effort for her to like get married. It's kind of how I looked at it after I found out something was wrong with her. But the reason for, you know, his daughter not having to go to Japan. Like, you don't need to get married for that. Like, she could have come and lived with him, like, to watch his
Which
daughter,
that
and they
was the
didn't need to be
original
married.
plan anyway. Like, he wasn't going to be married.
Yeah, when I read the blurb, I thought it was going to be like he to get custody, he needed to be married.
So you
I
don't
didn't
feel,
feel
and I
that.
don't read blurbs. We all know how I feel about those. Do you feel that this blurb made the book sound like it's different than it actually was? Like the blurb did not line up to the beats of the story.
I
Just
guess it
on
inferred
that.
it. Yeah, it inferred it, but it didn't exactly tell you
It was
why. I
just
think I
really
just
that.
assumed,
It was
I
just
guess.
that aspect of it that is a little more muddied. But overall, I feel like the blurb was fairly like accurate.
One of the things about the blurb that I'm really hating right now that we're seeing is like at the top of the blurb now, it'll say number 5 in the Amazon store.
I really hate that.
I don't
You
care.
know what I hate? I hate not the blurb at all, but I hate the new trope list that they put out that tells you literally everything that's going to happen in the book. Like, I'm
Yeah,
not
there needs to be a
gonna
limit.
like
I
I'm not
mean,
gonna read your book anymore because I just read one of those and I re wound up really liking the book. But all of the things that happen, nothing was a surprise. And it just the intrigue that I usually get from romance, like that trend is just crushing it.
That's part of the reason that I don't ever read blurbs anymore. And really, if you just tell me, hey, one blur thing, like if you're handing me a book and say, Becky, this is Friends to Lovers, I'm not going to read it, right? But if you hand me a book and say, hey, this is an age gap, I'm going to read it. I don't need to know anything else about it as long as
Well,
they
and like the
bang.
over troping of books is like out of control anyway. It's like people like are finding
Well,
the
and they're
smallest
listing micro
minutia.
tropes
Like they're micro troping the shit out of everything. It's
that.
like you do not need to give me 15 tropes for one
Yeah, she
book.
wears
One,
lipstick.
not everything is a
You just
micro trope.
not, but also you need to not write a book that has 15 tropes in it, friends, because
Although,
nobody needs that. It's chaos.
character traits are also not a trope. Like that's a
Exactly.
big thing that we've seen lately is like she's addicted to caffeine, and it's like that's not a trope. Like shut up.
I mean, that's
She's
90%
an
of the U.S.
adult. You can read your book
population,
if you put
so.
that kind of garbage
I
in there.
mean, are we talking about
Anyway.
self-medicating our ADHD? I
Exactly.
mean,
I mean, who is not addicted to caffeine in this little square right here?
Exactly. I'm
None of
like,
us.
hello, this is everyone. Like, it's not an whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, circling back to the book.
Okay.
I did like the relationship, Brinley was not this like simpering idiot, which I enjoyed. Like she was a strong character. She quits her job because she gets mad at her mom because her mom like made choices for her. And she's like, well, you made these choices. Okay, then I am done. I will go do something else.
Well, and there's a level of privilege there.
There is a level of privilege
And
there.
she
And
does address it. I do think she addresses that she knows that
yes.
quitting this prestigious job that she knows she can take and go to her
Yes.
father's gym. This book takes place like they're separated for a month where they do all the text exchanging.
2 weeks.
And then it's only 2 weeks that they're apart.
Yeah,
Yeah,
because he
because
goes to
he just
Boston
went
for two
home to
weeks to
pack.
wrap things up.
So, from start to finish, does this book cover 30 days?
It's like
It's
2 months.
like 2 months, I think. It might be 90 days
It's 2 months
total.
because when the book starts, like they've been together like a week when he finds out. Well, they're not really even together at that point. They've just agreed to see each other again when he finds out that
But that was
his
just the
wife is
next
going to have to
night.
leave to move to Japan in 5 or 6 weeks.
Yeah, that's
So
just
it's
like
like,
the next night. You're right.
that's just the next
yeah. So
day.
it takes place like over 6 weeks max.
Yeah, I don't even think it's 6 weeks. I think it is 30
Yeah.
days. I feel like it's by week three, she's like, let's get married. Like he's in town for one day. And
Yeah, he's
I
like,
just,
yeah, he just got back, right?
yeah.
Oh no,
Yeah,
I
because the
just.
couch was the night before, like when he had just gotten back, and then
Oh,
she goes
and
to his
everybody's
house.
walking in on them in the couch.
Yeah. That
Also,
was their own
I don't
fault.
know.
I mean,
So,
seriously, if you're gonna have sex on the
did the pacing of that.
couch.
Go ahead, Amanda, what you're gonna say.
Oh no, I was just agreeing with the couch. Them, it was their own fault for getting caught on the couch.
Yeah. Well, and again, where's the dog? Like,
Didn't the sister or one of the cousins have the dog at that point?
No, I
But
think
not when she was still at her place, but anyway.
spends half her time at the condo, and she's in a condo. If you're gonna take a dog outside at a condo, you have to, whatever.
You have to go outside.
The thing is, I really think I would have liked this book and been okay with like glossing over some of these issues because it's a very like mac and cheese, like not really even mac and cheese, like just a very light, speedy read.
Kind of is a mac and cheese though, because
It's
like
like a
you know what
ramen.
you're
It's like a
ramen.
ramen or like one of those popsicles that's in like the plastic sleeve, like no
Oh yeah,
effort.
Twin
the
Pops.
sweet thing,
It's like
the
boxed mac and
Otter
cheese,
Pops.
like
The Otter
Otter
Pops.
Pops. Yeah. I wouldn't say it's like gourmet homemade from scratch.
Ooh, I
There's
made some
no
of that the
Gouda
other
in this
day.
book.
Yeah, exactly. Like
It's
I
the
want
powdered Kraft.
Gouda. I want
It's
the
not even the
Gouda.
Velveeta
Not even the
shells.
squeezy Velveeta. It's the powdered.
But I think I wouldn't have had any issues. Like I'm gonna read Grace and Aerie's book next, but I don't think I would have had a single issue with this book if
Had
it
it
weren't
not been.
fast paced. Like I do not do Insta love. Like
I love
yeah.
Insta Love, and
I do too.
but as I'm reading this, I just kept going, "Holy shit, these people are so horny!" And I really thought that I would hear from Jenny and Amanda, like, "Could these people stop banging and give me some meat and potatoes to the story?"
There was a lot of banging, but
Book,
there was
I
still
didn't.
story. Like, it's not like there was just banging.
No, but there is a good
That much
portion
banging.
of banging.
I'm
Was
reading a lot of like long fantasy books right now, so it was a nice respite for me. So that's probably why I had no problem with
And
it.
there's not a lot of banging in those.
See, and
I
I.
only remember four scenes plus the phone exchanges.
Okay, so they bang the first night in the lake. Okay.
Yeah, that was impressive.
But it's almost like every interaction they have.
Okay,
Yeah.
it was
Like
not
they're like,
impressive,
boom.
Leah. Like, we just watched the Olympics. All I could think about was bacteria and the places the bacteria would go.
But they're not in the same.
Yeah, they're
It
in a
is not the
still
French
in a lake
River.
outside of Philly. It's an
I don't even like to
industrial
go in
hotbed.
lakes because they're yucky. Like, I don't like to put my feet in lakes because they're gross. So I would definitely not be banging in a lake. But hey, that's just me.
Okay.
I want to not do that.
But they're also like banging like all night long, multiple times. And I'm like, you are adults
Over
that
it.
have responsibilities. Like,
Yeah, like the day
yeah.
before he has to go sign his contract, like with
Right?
her mom and her uncle. Yeah.
Well, and I did find it funny that she always seems to get out of bed without him noticing it.
Right?
Oh,
Like,
yeah.
she's never in bed when he rolls over. Okay.
I
He's
can't
a
really
morning
say
person.
anything
They
because
established that pretty early in the book, I thought.
I wake up alone every day and I never notice when my husband gets out of bed.
Oh, I notice. I just am glad he's gone and I have
I
leg
don't,
room
I
again.
sleep right through it. Like his alarm goes off, he gets up and gets ready for work, and I
Well,
notice none of it.
must be nice
So
for
that
you.
is realistic in my world.
So,
Yeah,
okay,
be
back
me.
to the book. Let's talk about Brenly as a character, because we talked about Deacon. So the other thing that I thought was interesting was her name is used a lot in this book, right? Like we get Bren, Brinny, Brinley constantly. I had to go searching to figure out his name. I know they're the chapter headings,
Here, let's
but I
see how
had to
many
go look
times.
because for whatever reason, nobody says his name. Like we get a
No.
couple coaches here and there, but his name was
Well,
not Coach.
okay, so
Oh, Coach and Kane.
so Deacon,
Yeah.
including chapter headings, is used 319 times in the book.
Okay. I just don't feel like it was used a lot.
Well, hold
Right.
on. Oh, wait.
Just
Did she
search
spell
on
Brinley
Brenly.
differently? Because it says one.
Just do
Doesn't say that.
Brynn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there's only one N. That's why it didn't come up.
Oh, there you
So,
go.
oh.
It's
I spelled it
down here.
wrong in my notes.
I would have spelled it wrong too. So Brinley was used 215 times.
But that's only
Yeah,
one
there.
alliteration of the name.
Brynn.
That's gonna
Brynn or
include
Brinny
friendly.
was used 169 times. So
Yeah, so
400 and some and 160, or no, 300.
a lot.
A lot. I just felt like her
I mean,
name
and that
was
is
used a
chapter
lot and
headings too.
his name. I don't feel like his name was used as much.
It definitely wasn't.
Yeah, but I also, mean, you like, got a couple of coaches and then you got Kane too, which they were calling
that's
Kane.
True, because a lot of people refer to him as last name. But we didn't need to know, like, why do we have three, like, intonations of her name?
Yeah, you
like,
know how I feel about that.
I do know how you feel about that.
What was your thought on the daughter's nickname being Kit Kat? Like, it just felt weird.
I don't know
why. I was
why.
Like, where did that, like, that, nope.
Amanda's our nickname aficionado. What was your evaluation of the nickname?
It didn't bother me that much at that point. I mean, it was another way for her to connect with her. So I didn't really, that one didn't really bother me. I have more problems with main character nicknames than.
I just didn't understand where she got Kit Kat from Kennedy.
Yeah, it seemed kind of random. Kennedy Kane. I was like, yeah, that's just another way.
I think that I got the impression Kennedy picked it. I don't know. Like, they gloss over that. It's like all of a sudden, like, Kennedy's really upset about the situation, overwhelmed, like her anxiety is flaring. The next morning she wakes up and everything's freaking perfect. Like, perfect. No, like, this is why I had a problem with the book. It was too fast paced. All the issues and potential conflict was just glossed over. It was too easy and it's not real. That's not real. There's no happily ever after here because they didn't actually solve anything. They put band-aids on it.
Well,
this kid didn't behave like a real kid.
And right. I don't have a genetic disorder, and my son's disorder is not genetic. So I don't know how you would feel about potentially having a genetic disorder and getting tested, but I felt like there should have been some more. Wow. Wouldn't you be pissed if you married somebody and the next thing you know, she's telling you there's a 50-50% chance that she could die in the next 10 years?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So my issue with that is major because one, like the book is written in a way where she's denying this and ignoring it and trying to like put this as far out of her mind as possible for the first like what, 80% of the book, 75% of the book, and then she makes the decision to get married.
No, she does try to tell him. She's interrupted.
She gets married without trying to have that conversation. And when you're getting married, you think about the impact to the child. So she was perfectly okay being this child's caretaker, marrying him, and neither of them knowing that she's potentially going to die in 10 years. Not just potentially going to die, but that she's a potential ticking time bomb for a disease that will give her a very excruciating death.
Mm-hmm.
That's majorly impacting to both of them. It's very selfish. I do think it's indicative of her age because she's like not even 20. I think she's like 24.
No, she's older than that. I think she's 27.
I think so.
Yeah, because she's out of college and has been working for a while.
It's based on how old she was in the summer.
I think she's
27. No, he's 34.
She's a joke.
He's 30. Wait, what? He was 34 and she was 27 because he talks about how
that she made in the book where she specifically said, I might be dead by the time I'm 25.
Oh, I don't remember that joke.
I thought she didn't.
I do remember that. And I think that was a mess up because I think she is like 27.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. I think it was
24.
She is 24.
Okay. Yeah, it's in the like family tree at the front of the book.
Because they talk about when they how old she was the last time they saw each other. She was 14 and he was 19.
So there's some mess up there.
So they made him a 29-year-old hockey coach?
Yeah, he's the youngest coach in the league. So he is very young. There are players on the team that are older than him. They do talk about that a little bit. They gloss over it a little bit.
Yeah.
We shouldn't have nitpicked.
Okay, things are not mathing anymore for me.
So when he joined the league, he only played for a year. And then he got the opportunity to, like,
they don't actually give his age.
He's a coach. He lived in Boston, became the head coach for Boston University, and he did such a good job that they were giving him a professional opportunity. So at 29, like, he's getting his first professional opportunity. That's his timeline. That's his story.
Okay, well,
but they don't actually say his name because I'm searching 20, and his, like, there's no 20 for him.
No, you have to do
30.
There was nothing in there that really indicated his age.
No, yeah. Like, I did the math from when they talk about the last time they were together when they re-met again in the bar.
Well, I understand that, but I'm saying that they never specify his age. They just kind of leave it like you have to math again, yourself.
It's kind of like the hair from the Meghan Quinn book. Like,
well, okay,
do we know
there's
a hair
a part
color?
Where she was that's like a totally 13 different person. And he was 16 or 17.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if.
So, yeah. So then if she's 24, years. Then he's 29.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Anyway. Any final thoughts that we need to talk about from this book before we start like nitpicking 300 pages?
Right. Like...
Anything else anybody has to say?
I do have a little bit more to say. I'm just chatty. This is a perfect example of an indie romance. Like, you don't always know what you're going to get, and it really depends on, like, the editor and the author's writing style, whether or not you like it. I do think that this is also why a lot of people are having bad opinions of romance. And I would just like to say that, like, if you read a book, whether or not you like it, or whether or not it's good writing, the only thing that matters is if you enjoyed it. And it doesn't matter if we enjoyed it. It just matters if you did. That's it.
That's it.
But she's really popular right now. Like, Bella Matthews is really popular. A lot of people love her. And
well, she started as a blogger. And so her following started with her. She curated a following and then switched from blogger to author. So I think that is some of her popularity. Are people that were friendly with her previous to her becoming an author. And she does use an editor. I just went and looked. She did use an editor and she does have a proofreader. So
I'm not saying she didn't. I'm just saying like the editing you get with indie romance varies substantially based on the editor. And, like, I can go back through and read an indie author's romance and pin, like, without looking at the editor, pinpoint exactly when their editorial changes, because they do have a big impact on the overall writing style. Yeah. And I do think that plays a part in the pacing of the story, that and just the writing. I'm interested to see how our other books are, though.
It's all similar.
I will say it had like very much like Helena Hunting kind of vibes, like with the family. It had Kelly Jameson kind of vibes.
See, to me, it's just like this is absolutely a book of vibes over substance. Like she starts to skim the surface. We just didn't dig into the emotions.
It very much skims the surface. It moves at such a fast pace.
And they bang a lot. They bang.
Sorry.
Like, hey, let's not have a discussion. We're just going to bang.
I mean, let's avoid and bang.
Okay. So let's do our thumbs up, thumbs down, and then we have book suggestions if you liked this book, some books we think you should check out. Jenny, thumbs up, thumbs down?
I would say sideways.
Sideways.
I mean, I'm up to trying her again, but it wasn't my favorite. It definitely moved really quickly, and I just wanted more in-depth. But.
Amanda, thumbs up, thumbs down?
I'll say sideways too, only because this was my first book by her. If I had read some of the previous books, I probably would have been fine with it. Because I think this is one of those that I could just skim through when I'm looking for a fast read. So I'll say thumbs sideways until I read another one.
Okay. Leah, thumbs up, thumbs down.
I'm a thumb sideways too. Like she's an author that like I'll read again. Like she's an easy read. Sometimes I just need that level. Yeah.
Lindsay, thumbs up, thumbs down, thumbs sideways.
Thumbs sideways. Like I'm definitely gonna read her again, but this was not my favorite.
Yeah, and I'm thumbs sideways too. Like this is a solid 3-star, but there's nothing in here that I'm like, ooh, desperate to go back. There are characters that intrigue me, there's stories I'd like to read, but none of them are gonna be like must read, get back to type books and series. So
and can we just circle back to the bang one more time? Like we talked about there's a lot of banging. That moved at the same pace as the rest of the story. It's not like
Yeah.
It wasn't like five pages of banging on top of like the story. Like there was only a couple pages of banging and then it just kept going.
Also, yes, Stacey, this is our first all sideways. All of us were kind of like meh. Like
Yeah,
not
this is
great,
my
not the
first sideways at
worst.
all.
Like
There's
there
a
were
lot to
some good
talk
parts
about.
to it, but there were some not so great parts to it.
Yeah.
So much to talk about, though.
If people liked this book, or if you, what books do you think people should read if they want similar vibes? I hate that freaking word to this book.
We should thesaurus it and pick a new word.
Pick a new word.
So Maria Lewis's Boston Blades hockey series
Yes.
would be a good one, or Julia Connor's Boston Rebels hockey series. No.
No.
Well, her other,
No,
I
it's not
like
that.
her in
No,
the
that's
second
not the
book in
one.
the
It's the other
older
one.
series. Yeah, I
The
read
Frozen
book one.
Hearts.
I read
The
book
Frozen
one.
Hearts one, not this. I didn't do the Boston Rebels series.
Okay.
I
Frozen
was thinking
Hearts.
the other one, but I couldn't
I
find
did
the
book one
book.
and I wanted to push
That was the
everybody down the
secret baby one,
stairs.
wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, no, it's the season that spun the Boston Rebels
The
off
last
that I
book in that
liked.
series,
Yeah,
or the
Frozen.
second book.
The second
Yes.
book
The
is the one
second
I
book
have
or the
down.
last book are the only ones
Yeah.
in that series worth reading.
Yes. You knew what I meant.
I didn't. I was very concerned that you were recommending the hockey series, and I'm like,
No.
those people were too stupid to live. Like,
No, not that one. It was the one before that. It was her brother, his
yes.
book.
Okay. Yeah. I'll give you that one.
I couldn't remember the name. It was the first book that popped up when I Googled her.
Jenny, do you have any books?
I do not. I finished this book like just yeah,
Fair.
2 hours
Same.
ago. Yeah.
Same. Amanda, do you have any that you think people would like if they liked this?
I think that Always Her Love by Melissa Foster, which is Levi and Tara. I think because, she had a crush on him when she was younger. You get those vibes, the single dad vibes.
Yeah.
But I think that one just has a lot more depth. It has a lot more, it has those feels you're looking for. It dives deep into all of the issues. There is a trash mom in that one, but for the
Yeah.
most part, I think if you want those kind of single dad vibes, I think that's a good one.
But it also is a lot of characters on
And there
page, so
is,
you get that
and
too.
yeah, and it has a similar, like a ton of characters on the
Family
page. There's a
saga.
lot of dirty talk.
So I figured out what TV show this book reminds me of and the way her storytelling is. Do you remember Life in Pieces? It was on CBS and Tom
Love that
Hanks
show.
or
It was
Colin
Colin Hanks.
Hanks, Tom Hanks's son was in it, and
Yeah.
each couple kind of got spotlights each episode, but you kind of had to watch them all to get the continuation of everyone's story.
Yeah.
That's
That's a
how the
really good
writing
show. I
in
like
this
it.
book
Yep.
responds.
James
You like
Brolin's
that
character
show?
is so freaking funny.
Oh, he's a hoot. And
He's so damn funny.
the type A mom with the dad who's like, whatever.
He's like high or drunk 90% of the time.
Anyway,
Rip. I
Lindsay,
mean,
what
I
book?
think more on like the family structure of it being like in the hockey world. This book was really very hockey adjacent. Like hockey wasn't really much a part of it at all. But like if you want the big family hockey world, like not and it's very like the family dynamic really reminded me of like Kelly Jameson, Natasha Madison,
For
Helena
sure.
Hunting with like the found family aspect where they're just like really tight and you get that more small town vibe where they're in their own little bubble.
And everybody's
Because
related
of
to everybody else. Yeah,
Yeah.
because of the family dynamic, like things are easier for them too. And
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, and it's like they're all like related, but not related. Like everybody's an uncle. So, like when the kids who are not actually related get together, you're like, wait a second, aren't they
Yeah,
related?
I was
You have
very
that, like, wait a
confused.
second, is this
Right?
taboo? Is this taboo or is this okay?
I have Temptation by Jenna Hartley. He owns the soccer team. What Happened at the Lake by Vi Keland. It's an after sport, and it deals with her mental health issues, not the genetic issues.
I guess.
Walk of Shame by Avery Flynn, I think. Is a better choice. Strictly For Now by Carrie Elks. That's part of her Salinger Brothers series. She owns, her family owns the hockey team and he's the coach. Truly Madly Deeply by Erica Kelly. He owns a hockey team. And she is living on the property, but not the nanny. And he's a single dad. Matching All the Way by Veronica Eden. Again, better character development. Yeah. But you got the coach and the little bit of the secret relationship, because this was, this relationship in this book spent more time in secret than it did out loud.
Yeah.
And Risky Game by Stacey Kennedy. He's the coach of the football team and she is his nanny, and kind of another trash mom. What is the newest? The newest in the Pittsburgh Titans is a single dad hockey. He's a single dad. It's a nanny and the mom is a trash. But it was, again, a quick read, but a slow burn. So you got a lot more character and emotional development. And I can't think of that. I want to say it's like Rafe, but I don't think that's right.
Foster.
Is that the very last one?
It's book 13.
Yeah, Foster. I think it's Foster's book.
Yeah, Foster just came out.
Yep, I think it's that book. Anyway, so that is everything and then some that we have to say about The Sweet Spot by Bella Matthews. Make sure you join us here on Sunday where we are going to talk about lists. We're going to talk about the bestseller listings. And then also,
what kind of lists are we talking about?
Becky made lists, and now we're going to talk about all the lists.
List we want to be on? Like...
Sorry, I think you and I were the only ones that were actually having that text conversation. Oh, so I think I was the only one who knew what you were talking about.
We're going to talk
kind of lists,
bestseller list, but we also are going to deep dive into that Time Magazine article, 50 romance books to read right now, because. We have big thoughts on that list.
Yes. Yes, we do.
So
I'll save my thoughts for Sunday.
I will have my big nerdy, here's how the bestseller list works moment. Like, poor Amanda now, and I guess Leah, if you're joining us, I basically like...
You educate.
The list of all the things and noted all the sources and everything. Like,
oh, your nerd is showing.
Rebecca. Yeah,
I like it.
Poor Amanda. Yeah,
exciting.
I'm ready.
Like, here, read this. And she's like,
I love it when the nerd comes out.
Okay. Good. So we're going to talk about it. So if you've ever been curious about the bestseller list and how it works and why things happen, because we touched a little bit on bestseller last week when we talked about covers, about how these first run print editions are forcing USA Today bestsellers and New York Times bestsellers instantly on release. So we talked about that a little bit. So we're going to kind of deep dive a little more into lists because, you know, I love a list.
We do.
Okay. So then we are back next Wednesday. With our next Sip and Discuss, The Next Best Fling by Gabriela Gomez. And, okay, so I've been trying to waitlist. The audio is not in Hoopla. But right now, Spotify has Get 30 Days for Free. The audiobook is under 10 hours. So when you get Spotify, you get 10 hours of audiobook listens for free a month with a Spotify account. So currently they have 30 days for free. So if you want the audiobook for The Next Best Fling and you don't want to spend any cash or your Audible credit, sign yourself up for the 30-day free trial of Spotify Premium and you can listen to the audiobook that way.
There you go.
Because I was debating, do I spend an Audible credit? Or do I do 30 minutes or, you know, do I do the 30 days?
Do I take the risk for the Audible credit?
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm very excited about this. This is a librarian romance. Like,
oh, yeah.
How excited are you for this one, Jenny?
It depends on how it goes. I don't want the banging in the stacks.
No, oh, but
there's,
you know,
always banging in the stacks in the libraries.
Okay, so this is really interesting to say, and then we'll be done, I promise. I feel like we've had better luck with the trad pub books that we've picked than we have the indie books that we've picked.
Yep. So we've had a lot of trad pub books the last few years that wound up being pretty good, and I have high hopes for this one because trad pub has been doing a really good job of picking up
And I think we have two trad pubs in September. Do we? And we have another trad pub this month, right?
We have, we have the, when is the Simone Saltani and the Danica Nava are both September, in September.
Those are September.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We have another one this month?
I can't remember.
What books are we doing this month?
I don't think we do.
Gabriella Gomez is this one. And then.
I think that's the only one.
Is that the only one?
Well, no. Well, technically, Daphne's is because it's a Montlake.
It's a Montlake, so that's considered trad pub.
I wasn't thinking about that. Okay.
Yeah.
This is her Montlake series.
That's right.
Anyway, okay. Join us back here Sunday night. We'll let you know all about my lists. Anyway, everyone, thank you for hanging out and joining me and talking about The Sweet Spot by Bella Matthews. Until next time, everybody.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.